Last time we all gathered here, we met artist and environmentalist Nicola Brown, who swam a little ahead of the curve when she moved to a farm at Clasheen to grow plants and trees for use in dyeing and creating patterned textiles. But the rest of us caught up. In the second part of our visit, Culturefile's Áine Gallagher moves from the fields into Nicola Brown's sustainable studio.
I now am in the position that I'm looking for varieties with interesting leaf shapes, and the juvenile leaf, if we actually look at this tree here, the young leaf in most eucalypts is a totally different shape from the older leaf. So this one here, it's got a round leaf that's actually fused at the base when it's young. And then as the plant matures, the leaves get much longer and they're not opposite each other anymore.
And then the studio is nestled away in front of
The studio to be as, you know, to sit in the environment as much as possible. And it's made from timber. I actually had it made in Fingal in Dublin. I was delighted. It took me a long time to find an Irish manufacturer that would make something that was... you're smelling gorgeous, the eucalyptus from my workshop at the weekend. Yeah. So when it came, it had a membrane inside it. And then my friend who helps me outside and does some building type things, he lined the whole of the studio, including the roof. He lined it all with wool. So it's got wool insulation. Then it was slabbed up and I painted it. And it's fantastic. I made a conscious decision not to pipe water up and not to put lights in. So I work, you know, with the daylight at the moment. If I'm actually teaching, I work from 9:30 until about 4:15, 4:30. But in the summer, obviously, I can work much later.
What implements do you need to use to transfer the patterns from the plants onto the fabrics?
It's extremely simple. So the first thing when I'm teaching, you know, the fabric has to be very well washed. So you can just wash that by hand. And I like to use a gentle olive oil soap or a handmade soap. You're not looking to have something with stain blasters in it, basically, that's going to prevent you adding the stain from the plant onto your piece of fabric. Then you just lay your fabric on the table, put your leaves on top.
This fabric would be pre-dyed?
No. This fabric would have no colour whatsoever.
Okay, it's taking the colour and the pattern from
It's taking the colour from the natural materials. Within the textile, you know, the eco-printing community, I suppose, worldwide, I would be known for something which everybody is now terming a dirty pot. And that basically is a large pot. For a lot of my work, I work with aluminium. So instead of working with the mordant, as in the metallic salt, which would be a chemical that you would be adding to your fabric or preparing your fabric, I'm using the chemical property of the pot to slightly mimic what the actual powder would do. So I work primarily with aluminium, but also cast iron. We might have a walk down if you'd like to see my biggest pot. I brought it back from France. It was used for cooking vegetables on a farm, and it's 240 litres. So this is my biggest pot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this pot here was a fantastic find at a brocante in France. And when I saw this pot, I nearly expired with excitement because I'd been looking for a really big pot in Ireland and not been successful. So this is cast iron construction and it's sitting in a galvanized steel outer holder. And at the bottom here, there's a little door. And so it's wood fired. I use timber from my own tree. So I heat it up with wood and there's a chimney at the back. The results that come out of this pot are absolutely superb. The cast iron gives very dramatic colour. So you can see that the liquid that's in there looks very inky now. And because the pot is so big, you'd think it would take a very long time to come to boil, but about 17 minutes, I timed it. And it's a bit like a jacuzzi. It bubbles away. It's like a witch's cauldron. But it's fantastic. So this year, for the first time, I'm actually intending on doing workshops during the summer where we will be using this pot. Up to now, I've reserved it for myself and very special friends who visit. But I think it's captured the imagination of quite a few people when I've put videos of the process online, so I'm thinking of doing workshops and letting some other people enjoy it as well. When I moved here at the beginning, I wasn't involved in any textiles whatsoever. So when I actually came here, I had been involved in helping organize sustainable events, and I was actually studying interior design. And I then, through the sustainable events, I became interested in felt making. So in fact, I never looked back. From then on, I was addicted to textiles. So I suppose before it really became a buzzword, I was always interested in living a more sustainable life, but it was just a lifestyle choice. You know, my parents always believed you bought quality.
Do you think there's a dangerous aspect of it being used in a buzzword way?
Yes. And I also think, like, if you go to any of the chain stores now, you know, there's so many products such as bamboo socks and products that are considered natural, but they are man-made. They're made from pulp. But there's a big danger. There's huge pollution caused with some of those natural fabrics, and people are sort of jumping on the bandwagon and feeling good because they're wearing certain things. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they are actually good for the environment.
Difficult, I think, sometimes to find clothes that are both sustainable but also decorative, or kind of fulfill that aesthetic want that people look for when they buy an item of clothing.
I am conscious that I'm not a fashion, you know, it's not a fashion brand. I'm not producing fashion. It just happens that everything to do with nature and the environment is sort of like a buzz type thing at the moment. And cotton is one of the biggest environmental polluters. There's huge, awful things with pesticides, etc., in the production of cotton. But if you're buying things that are organic, and I do understand people don't have so much money, if you're buying inexpensive, really, really inexpensive clothes, they just wear out very quickly and they shrink, the seams come apart. You're much better actually buying good quality secondhand, or waiting a little bit, maybe not smoking, not having a drink, and investing in a quality product.
Nicola Brown in her studio at Clashine, and the reporter was Áine Gallagher. And follow Culturefile on Instagram, another one, to see photos from that visit.